Tony Rezko, a Chicago slumlord, helped to bankroll Obama in 5 election runs. In Obama's successful 1996, 1998, and 2002 campaigns for the Illinois State Senate, in 2000 for his unsuccessful run for the U.S. House, and in 2004 for his successful U.S. Senate campaign. As the 2008 Democratic presidential primaries were unfolding, Rezko stood trial, defending himself in criminal court against political corruption charges. On June 4, 2008, a federal jury found Rezko guilty on 16 out of 24 counts of political influence peddling. Obama's relationship with Rezko calls into question the lofty rhetoric of slogans like "change we can believe in." As Chicago reporter Evelyn Pringle tells us, without the fundraising of his political godfather, Rezko, Obama's rise to power would not have occurred. Still, when the Rezko scandal first started coming to light, Obama did everything he could to deny he had anything to do with it. Pringle noted that for a year, Obama minimized his relationship with Rezko, telling reporters he had only had dinner or lunch with Rezko once or twice a year. But when Chicago Sun-Times reporters finally confronted Obama on Friday, March 14, 2008, for an extended interview in the newspaper's offices, Obama changed his tune. "I've known him for 17 years," Obama finally admitted. "There were stretches of time where I would see him once or twice a year, but as I said, when he was involved in the Finance Committee for the U.S. Senate race, or the state Senate races, or the U.S. congressional races, then he was an active member." By saying Rezko was an active member of his campaigns, Obama acknowledged he relied upon Rezko to help him raise funds. How close was Rezko to Obama? Pringle concluded harshly, without Rezko's fundraising, Obama would not have been elected to the Illinois Senate or the U.S. Senate, and he would not have sold the books he wrote about himself because, like the Wizard of Oz, Obama is nobody special. Tony Rezko sounds like an Italian name you would expect to hear in Chicago. Antoine Tony Rezko, however, is not Italian. Rezko is Syrian. As we will soon find out, Rezko's money ties go back to the Middle East, back to one Islamic money mogul who could fairly be described as a bag man to Saddam Hussein at the height of his oil-for-food scam. In that long interview with Obama on March 14, 2008, the Chicago Sun-Times asked the senator if he was still friends with Rezko, even then, as Rezko's criminal trial was being held. "Yes," Obama answered, quickly adding a characteristic Obama qualification, with the caveat that obviously, if it turns out the allegations are true, then he's not the one I thought he was, and I'd be very disappointed with that. 4 days later, Obama would attempt to distance himself from his pastor, Reverend Wright, in almost precisely the same words. Wall Street Journal reporter John Fund, who has dug into the connections, believes Obama will have a hard time explaining he did not see Rezko as a master fixer in Illinois politics, or that he didn't know Rezko was involved with money laundering, attempted extortion, fraud, and aiding bribery in an alleged multi-million-dollar scheme shaking down companies seeking state contracts. Rezko's relationship with Obama was not a casual one. It actually traces back to Obama's decision to return to Chicago after he finished law school at Harvard in 1991.